Thursday marks the end of Charles University's 51st Czech language summer school. Over the past month, participants from over 36 countries, from Mexico to Mongolia, have been brushing up on their Czech skills in the nation's capital. Former student Rosie Johnston went back to school to see the progress that they had made.
Oskar každý den, to je půl na půl Němec na půl Polák. Krásná kombinace.
Anna Adamovičová is teaching one of this year's groups of intermediate students. Her class consists of 10 budding Czech linguists from all over the globe. A few of them introduced themselves in their finest Czech.
Jmenuji se Kantoja, jsem ze Mongolska.
Jmenuji se Mika, jsem z Japonska.
Jmenuji se Anna, žiju v Belgii.
Jmenuji se Helen, jsem z Anglie.
There are over 190 students taking part in this year's summer school. Jiří Hasil, who is one of the organizers, explains their different reasons for doing so.
Ta motivace může být různorodá, jednak to jsou budoucí lingvisté.
There are various reasons why people participate. Future linguists and writers come here, as well as future historians and political analysts. But they all have their own personal relationship in some way with either Czechture or the Czech language. It might be that they once read Švejk and want to get to know the language that the book was originally written in. Or they might like Czech music. Often participants have some family ties with the Czech Republic. But it can often just be that they have Czech friends.
Takže těch důvodů, proč, je celá řada.
A lot of the students at the summer school are in the process of learning Czech at a foreign university. But, according to Jiří Hasil again, the classes put on for them here are a world apart from the classes they attend back home.
Je to odlišné především v tom, že to je mnohem intenzivnější.
There is a difference. Here people learn Czech in a much more intensive way. Participants have 5 hours of classes every morning, all week, from Monday to Friday. They're split into different groups depending upon their ability. After the morning classes come the afternoon program, which is full of cultural activities and designed to teach the students in a different way. These cultural activities extend over the weekend as well, with trips organized to different parts of the Czech Republic.
As the summer school draws to a close, attendance is down in Anna Adamovičová's early morning grammar class. Still, she insists that this has been one of the best crops in recent years.
It's been a fantastic year. I really like it when I have students from lots of different countries, indeed lots of different continents. Everyone got on really well with one another this year, and I'm sure we'll all stay in contact even after the summer school is over. We went on trips to various parts of the country together. We've gone on walks, sung songs together, had a lot of fun, but most of all, we've learnt a lot.
The Charles University annual Czech summer school draws to a close on Thursday, and that'll be it for another year. But don't despair, information on next year's programme will soon be posted on the web, the address you can find on our website.